You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am, of course, your host, your battery in this team of, I guess if we were a Marvel team, I would be the battery. I think Meza to my left would be, what is it? It's battery, utility, and anchor, right? Is that, yeah. Is that the three? Okay, yeah. Utility host, Meza, and then we got the anchor, Static G, in the building.
Wow.
We're here, we're live.
He's a super scroll player. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, the scroll player, exactly. You're a scroll player.
I use scroll on point. I don't know about y'all.
That is.
You know who I was just talking about? I can put him anywhere, dudes.
But you know who I was just talking about? You are connected to because you play Super Scroll and because I originally played Super Scroll? Max Out.
No, of course.
Oh, Max Out. Yeah, I remember that fool.
Dude, I miss Max Out.
He's doing well.
The whole FGC knows Max Out.
Disrupting the peace.
Yeah, straight up. All right. Well, welcome, guys. This is podcast number 181. This is recorded on the 10th of August, 2020, to be released on the 11th. Man, yo, I've been out. I'm going to just be real transparent. I've been busy with my regular job over the past week. I've been able to kind of keep the connection to the FGC and, you know, still watch, because we had a hell of a, you know, week of announcements. A lot of stuff to talk about that we're going to get into today. But, man, it was rough to kind of digest the amount of announcements and things that came up over the past couple of days just due to the job. But it feels real good to be back. I'm not going to lie. It just feels real good just be like, let me just focus on fighting games right now. It's a great feeling. Sometimes, not going to lie, it's like, man, I wish I was doing something else sometimes, just like trying something else. But after trying something else for so long and having my focus taken away like that, oof, it's good to just be back to press some buttons. Which, by the way, guys, I know we're not live streaming today. That was kind of in part with my day job. There's like an issue. But next week, for those that are going to be tuning in, you guys can tune in on the Monday. Normally release this on a Tuesday. That Monday, we will be back to live streaming. And I am going to be running some sets beforehand. Depends on the game. Might be feeling saucy. Play some Guilty Gear. Maybe we'll play some KI. Maybe we'll play some Street Fighter. I don't know. Throw whatever, or if someone shows up and was like, yo, 1v1 me in this game, give it a go, see what's up. But yeah, so in case you guys are wondering why we weren't live today, that's why. But for those that are new, welcome, thank you for joining us. This is the Double Tap. This is the podcast dedicated to everything and anything in the fighting game community. And for those that are returning, thank you for the extra two quarters for another credit this week. Oh, we got a lot to talk about, but before we jump into it, I have one final shout out to give today. This actually goes out to, this is super random. It happened earlier today. I just told, you know, you guys about it not too long ago. But, you know, besides playing and stuff, you know, I do TO a monthly tournament out in Philadelphia called The Reversal. And been put into Discords with other TOs to talk to them and kind of network and all. Got contacted from a player out in Pittsburgh named Shaolin Pretzels. Shout outs to you, homie, because at first, it was just a TO reaching out like, hey, I got some questions. I'm like, word, yeah, you know, what do you need? First thing he says is like, hey, before I get to what I need, which I was like, as soon as I read that message, I was like, uh-oh. I was like, I don't know where this is going. He goes like, hey, but listen, it's great to finally meet you, kind of, because we're on DMs. You're not technically meeting me, but I get what you mean. And he's like, listen to Double Tap since last summer, which was like, that was awesome to hear. Thank you for the support, homie. Thank you for listening. And I hope the show was good. That's what I replied to him. And comes back saying, yeah, the show's always fun. It's always fun to listen to. Started from apparently RSF, you know, the subreddit for Street Fighter, their podcast, and comes to us for the well-rounded FGC full course meal kind of deal. So shout out to Shaolin Pretzels. I count that as feedback this week. Because he could have been like, yo, I've been listening since last summer, and your voice is awful. He could have given me that kind of feedback. But instead, he was like, yo, it's still fun to listen to. And I was like, I appreciate that, homie. So thank you very much. Hopefully, all the other messages when it came to TOing and such helped out. And of course, if you got any more, feel free to reach out to me. All right. So that out the way.
Yes.
Let's get into the Fighters Corner, man, because holy hell, so many games. We thought the round table from, you know, the Japan's developers roundtable was plenty. No, we got plenty more to talk about here. We've got the likes of Grand Blue to talk about. We've got some impressions for some characters. Say goodbye to somebody. And a couple other updates. So let's just jump right into it right now. So GB, Grand Blue, arguably, you know, has had the not the greatest of like starts off, you know, to the year due to Arc Revo being canceled and now being brought back, but it's online. But only for I think Japan. I think that's what it was.
I mean, it had the shittiest start.
It had never made it to offline minus two events out in Japan and never made it to any offline events out here in NA. So no clue how this game, you know, how it could have grown or, you know, the path that originally was allotted to it due to the current global pandemic we're dealing with. But besides that, it's like, you know, the developer's plan, you know, what was the plan for them, you know, in a normal schedule to get characters out the, you know, out there. New content and such. Well, we finally got to hear. So we actually got that meeting that happened post the roundtable. We didn't see any Grand Blue announcements, obviously, then. But during the summer reveal stream that happened, we kind of got a nice roadmap as to content. And that content did include a new character trailer, which we'll get into in a second. Well, two characters, technically. But besides that, it was really all about the content that they're planning on releasing from here up till early summer next year. So starting September 24th, we're going to be getting season two. Season two is going to add the new character, of course. What is it? We had this conversation like three other times.
Belial.
Mm-hmm. Belial, right? Okay. Belial is dropping September 24th, starting off the season two. Including with the season two start, of course, they're going with balance changes to all characters. So I guess they're going the route of, I don't know if it's the full route. I don't know if then the following character, Cagliostro, is going to also warrant a balance patch because that's, you know, in October. So I doubt it. This is just going to be kind of like one of the major balance changes that's going to start the season off. So major balance changes. They're going to reset ranked online. It's going to be changed to whatever the current system is. Big deal right here. Online lobby and online match functionality improvement. So hopefully in the realm of netcode, because right now it is not the greatest. We're making do. You might not hear as much about it, but it's because like there's nothing else really to do. It's not a system we can implement outside of something like, you know, like Parsec or something. But that's the PC, right? There's no crossplay here. So, you know, PlayStation, which generally more common folk in the FGC will be playing, are gravitating to that. So, you know, it doesn't really fall in within the realm of having tools to help them out there. So most of the community is out in console. So online lobby and online match functionality, hopefully maybe some sort of word to possibly some crossplay, but generally any kind of improvement to online play would be great. Of course, the new character, Belial, character two pass two is going to be out, system voice packs and some color sets. That's September. Not bad.
I actually think this is a good thing. Like, you know how we always talk about, like,
it's a game. A very good thing.
Well, not just a patch, right? You know, just kind of going back a little bit, we always talk about how, like, mm-hmm. a game has to have, like, a really good start. Like, people have to want to go out. And, like, actually, this is the first time we're seeing a game come out online. The online is kind of crap. We're not going to hold our punches on that. But at the same time, I think what's good is this gives them the chance to fix those issues and be one of the forefront leaders, because it's not like the game's bad. It's just the online's bad. So they pump out all this content. If they don't address that, this content's going to mean nothing at the end of the day. But we're going to retain maybe like 200, 300 people, just like most of these games. So I think that they have a really good opportunity here with this season two coming to maybe do, you know, even some hidden patches, or just don't even say anything. Just patch it. Just patched online, give it rollback, whatever. So people can go, oh shit, there's rollback? Oh shit, it's actually better? Like, I don't know. I just don't want to hear that people are forcefully using Parsec for tournaments and stuff like that anymore. I think it needs to be stricter on the companies to start putting more online content. So that's why I'm looking through this. And even with the season two roadmap, I'm like, yeah, where's that that internet balance? Yeah, that connection balance, that... That's big. Yeah. That's a really big thing right now. So, I love that they're adding all these new cool things, but I'm still looking for them as Grand Blue released online, technically, is going to focus more online before anything.
That does raise that's actually interesting. You calling it that? Granblue Fantasy versus Granblue Fantasy Online. Yeah. That's basically what it is. Like, you're not lying. Like, it's what it is. That shit just like never made it out there. So it has grown its community purely online. So yeah, like definitely that patch, that beginning piece, online functionality, big part. I do understand what you're coming from, because like everything else is technically fluff, right? Like, new character, yeah, whatever. But if you're giving me a new character with shitty netcode, it's like, well, that's just another character that could possibly take advantage of the situation and just be unfair, and then you're gonna diminish what, let me see, just staring at Steam database stats right now, in the past 24 hours we've had 316 players online.
Yeah,
171 right now. If we look at other games, let's look at just
like Tekken.
It's early still, but let's take a look at Tekken.
And while you're looking, I would like to say, like, yeah, I see that they have the online lobby, online match functionality improvement. I want them to add something else, like maybe right after that, like a late October in between, where it's like double checking online lobby, online matchmaking. Because you know how like companies will just update it and be like, well, it's done, it's fixed, we did what we could. All right, bye guys. That's exactly what they do. Unless something's completely broken.
Yeah, straight up, unless something is definitely broken. So right now with current free weekend, well, not free weekend, this is the wrong one. Tekken is, past 24 hours, 4,400 players online. But Tekken has crossplay, correct? I believe you can play people online.
Tekken
I don't think it does. I don't think it doesn't. Tekken, funny enough, the PC version is considered to be the superior version to practice on. I remember Commander telling me that about a long time ago. Like, that's kind of like the preferred method because the netcode's better.
Yeah.
But let's take a look at Street Fighter, something that is cross-play between, PlayStation and Steam. 3,400 players in the past 24 hours peak right now. 2,600 live at this very moment.
Remember this weekend it was free.
Yeah,
and technically right now it's free. Yeah, you are.
I don't
not,
know if it was free.
Not
it's
wrong
not free
there.
Today anymore. I don't think.
No, it's still free. I'm pretty sure because they said 2 weeks.
They said 2 weeks. No,
yeah, I thought it was 2 weeks.
Unless it was the deal for it was only 2 weeks.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was the deal or the.
It's been free since the 5th.
Let me see if I can still play.
And right now, looking at Steam charts, which is. Mm-hmm. They're looking at it right now, and it would be free on Steam. It's still free right now.
I can't hit play. It says
they didn't get an end date, right? Because last time I checked, they didn't have a real end date for when the trial was going to stop, the free trial. Because I remember they said the sales was going to stop before the trial did.
No. I always kept seeing that it was going to end yesterday, and right now I'm on Steam, and it asked me to purchase instead of play.
Maybe that makes sense.
I might have just finished.
There you go.
It's okay. Steam Beam might take an extra day to upload it, to update. It happens. But regardless, we're not talking about Street Fighter right now. We're talking about Grand Blue.
Is it still discounted?
Fixed it. It is. I think for 60% right now.
I just want to say, like, I really do feel Grand Blue is taking the right steps. Like, I mean, one thing I did always like about when playing this game is, I told you guys, I was like, I like the gacha mechanic. It makes me feel like I'm playing, a phone game, but on my PS4, and I'm getting all these weapons and running through story mode. And that's the best part. That's the best part to me, because even though online's shit, like, I can jump offline and do this mode and enjoy the other aspects of the game. So I do appreciate that they're still adding stuff in. It seems to be free, or rather, with buying that character, more content comes out. Because I've always said, how are they going to incorporate these newer characters into the story and give more, like, routes for us to play story mode? And they seem to keep just opening up a new door here, a new door there. And then you can play as the character and you can more or less get equipment for them. So I would like to see them continuously keep adding more skins, more equipment. Because at the end of the day, one thing that people love, and we see it in Dead or Alive and many other games like Tekken, people love being able to dress their characters up, or, buying something to make your character look different than everybody else's.
It's always fun.
Can I be honest? I only got the DLC characters. I ain't paying that much for stages.
I'm not too,
I know some of the stages look awesome. Not really a deal breaker for me whether or not I have them. So
Okay, so here's a question. Would you have paid for, let's say the character is like $5.99, right? But it's like 10, so like to get the stage, say the stage you would normally be $10, but the package still with the character is like, I don't know, $12 or something like that, or $10. Would you still be willing to, like, maybe $12, $15, would you still be willing to shell out that money for it because it's a bundle? Or if they
I'd rather it be a bundle, yeah.
So you'd be more inclined if it was a bundle.
Right.
Okay.
Stage character.
Well, now
stage
we know character. Now we know how to get money out of Gabe. Huh? Bundle it up.
Yeah, bundle it. Because I'm not just gonna get the one stage. Like, I don't need a stage in order to play something new.
Like, I feel like I'd buy the character before I buy the stage. The character is more important.
You won't pay the $10 for a stage, right? Like, $10 for a stage. You'll pay $5.99 for a character, $10 for a stage, but you'll pay $7 for a stage and $5.99 for a character. Is that if it were bundled up
together? Yeah, that's how people look at it.
Then maybe I'm losing.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're still giving up like $7, homie. Like,
I personally wouldn't, but at the end of the day, some people are more inclined to, because they're like, oh, it's together. I don't have to do two separate purchases. I always wonder why they don't do that. Yeah, you know, they do it with Naruto and all these other games because they're trying to sell. That's the biggest thing. I get it. They're giving flexibility to, you know, the audience and the casual players of all people to choose what they want. But at the end of the day, I mean, once again, you guys came out online. You don't have a pro scene. You have to cater towards the casual mass. Screw the pro scene. You want to make your game, like, have a second game if possible or necessary. So I feel like this is important for all companies, especially this one, because they need to get this game off the ground and keep pushing, or they're going to fall behind. I just think right now Tekken and other games are ahead of them. Hopefully with the season pass, this just kickstart. You know, it's like a Kickstarter for them right now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, additional funds.
I just, like I said last week, I can't find a character that I like. Belial. Eh, looks cool. I think I'll pick him up, just like I was gonna pick up Beelzebub. But then,
yeah, good luck
with
that.
You're picking up all the bad guys.
I'm gonna be honest. The game is dry as hell, depending who you play.
Yep.
I can tell you that for a fact. I just don't play it online, but there is a character I do play, and I just think the game is dry as hell, even with my character. So,
like we straight jerky dry? That's what we talking?
I don't taste good. It don't taste good dry. Okay. It would taste better if it was like you want it like a juicy, nice, tender steak. You don't want it to be dried out.
Damn.
This one has so much goodness to the inside when it's juicy, but man, I'm getting hungry.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how we got to that analogy. So yeah, I guess I somehow did it. But regardless, season two is starting September 24th, and will continue on late October. We will get our second DLC character. Haven't got any gameplay on her at all, but we got to see the short announcement, Cagliostro. And then another character releasing in subsequent updates, which will be late December, early 2021, and spring 2021, as well as early summer 2021. So we're going to have a solid amount of characters coming out, a lot of support, since, you know, Meza, you talked about it earlier, you know, weapons, skins, in-game events, new chapters to the story. Those things are all getting added in. So they're doing right by adding and putting on content, knowing, you know, if you're not still going online, it's still a great offline experience, especially with like how deep and how big the lore is with some of these characters. So seems to be the direction they're heading. So we'll see how that pays off. Hopefully, like I said, they just work on that online play. I'm trying to, oh, please just buff Narmaya. Just give me my fucking buff.
Dude, you've been asking for buffs. I mean, she get buffed, but it still didn't help.
I'm dying here, man. I'm playing Jita right now. That's how bad it is.
I don't blame you. Jita's just a...
Shit is rough. Shit is rough. Like,
she makes the game fun,
like,
at
100
least.
100 grit.
Because you can play the game. Narmaya, you feel like you're always uphill battle.
Yeah, with Jita, it's like, oh, I got frame traps for days. Oh, I got some of the best fireballs, jump-ins ever. Like, respect all this shit. Narmaya is like, oh, I pressed a button. I think I'm negative. Yeah, I'm negative. So I just get punished. All right, whatever. So Belial's trailer dropped, putting it out there. The track was kind of fire, not gonna lie. It kind of had me going. I was like, okay, this guy is definitely a bad guy. He's a bad dude. The song definitely added to it, but yeah, his gameplay similar to not similar to Beelzebub. It's just, you know, that same kind of ominous feeling, his very savage type of movesets. Wings, because Beelzebub also has wings. I guess this is my character because you can customize his glasses. I guess that's where I'm going to next. So,
can I be honest? He's probably the most Guilty Gear character I've seen.
He is kind of, he is pretty metal. My man is pretty metal.
I just like his walk.
Yeah, his walk is, yeah, his walk says everything about him. That's, I think the judge characters on their walks, like, it's the biggest way to realize whether or not I'm going to like this character. It's like, how do they walk? How do, what's their stance? It's like, okay. Yeah.
That is what brought me to Slayer.
So it's funny enough, I need to double check, but I will let people know, but the if you bought the season pass with the game, I had to repurchase more money, like put more money into my JP account because that's how I got it. I personally feel I have enough already to pay for the next set of characters in the season pass. So I will definitely let people know if how much it is overall and if it's affordable, like if you've already put, you know, points into JP stuff. Because I think I have like $20 already still in it. I think it's like 25 probably, something like that. So that I'll definitely keep people up to date on for next week.
Let us know. But yeah, interesting moveset. Interesting fireball game to boot. He has angled fireballs and fireballs that then turn into like spinners. What is it? Is it kind of like Jetta? Jetta's like Jetta's like, you know, fireballs where they stay in place. Kind of blood looking too.
You know what Seth I'm talking about?
Uniclear? Which Seth are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about Unis, mm-hmm. Seth. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure.
But I like what you mean by Jetta. Jetta's cooler.
Yeah, got a DP, a two action DP similar to Charlotta's where it comes up and he has an action coming down as well. Some sort of charge. And we got glimpses, of course, as to his very cinematic looking super. Not even just super, but looks like he has, is that an install I saw? Or was that just his super? Let me see. Like at minute 15 or something like that. Like he kind of like now has tattoos and stuff on him. So I think might just be the start of his super or something like that.
Yeah, it's the start of the super.
But the thing about it is that it kind of destroys like his outfit. So like say the super doesn't kill, will then he be in that mode or something like that?
Doesn't the same thing happen with Narmaya? When she uses her finisher?
No.
Or when she hits her finisher and it ends the match, that's when maybe that's what it looks like. I don't know.
No, it's Zeta who's like her armor gets broken a little bit, but that's only if you finish. Mm-hmm. Like it never does it post. Like if you don't finish the match with it.
I mean, this is one character they can do that with though, because you know, look, they're it's like expanding yourself as you go. You see what people like, and then you could start doing more. And I think that they have the time to do more.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a couple of the goodies, of course, icons, lobby avatars, some malevolent alter egos for Jetta and Gran, which they look pretty badass. I guess as if they went to fucking the dark side or whatever. I guess Jetta was hungry because she actually ate the apple versus Gran just holding it. Yeah, so coming September 24th, version 2.0. Long awaited. Hopefully this will inject some much needed hype into the game, some much needed support. So I'm looking forward to that. So, all right. So we got Soul Calibur 6. We had a character announcement, of course, last week. That's Setsuka. Meza, unfortunately, was not available at the time. I keep saying last week. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Meza wasn't on last week's show to talk about it because he is kind of like a resident Soul Calibur expert. Or at least the first getting one in line, ready to like experience that as soon as it drops. So, Is she even out yet?
Yeah, no, she's out. She's
right. She dropped. Yeah. She dropped like literally like the other.
It was literally like two. Day, like it was like 2 days ago, roughly. PC like got that. A little bit ahead of time because you know people breaking shit as always. But it was about like roughly two, 3 days. It was about 3 to 4 days ago. So because you know we're doing a podcast now. So Yeah, I played her on Saturday, because I believe Thursday or Friday she came out officially. So, playing this character, I think, is it's not old Setsuka, that's for sure. It's different, you know, a lot more moves. The only character in the game to have a stance that creates 8-frame, you know, like actual destructive mix-ups. So
really,
yo, man, this character is kind of like, if you're a player who likes to do mix-ups, you like to have Oki on, you know, on knockdown, you like a lot of these cool options. You like having a dive kick out of the Mary Poppins, you know, flying umbrella stance. My God, dude, this character has it all. All right. I literally had to sit there and say, I almost want to play Soul Calibur because of this character.
It's one of those that hits you. You're like, she's got everything. You're like, what doesn't she have is like really the shorter list.
Yeah. Like she, so I'll just right off the bat say, like, we always known, you know, Setsuka was like, a technical character, very difficult to play. I still think she's along those lines. But this time, they've given her more tools to make her, I guess you could say, I wouldn't say super friendly for new players, but I could definitely say for more intermediate players that are from other games, she opens up a door for them to enter it. Very powerful character. I can just tell you on paper, she's really good, and after playing her and getting told that there's not a lot of them that are very good right now, and that I seem to have like looked at a few things, and I'm like, oh, this character, this is how she should play. She's definitely going to be that heavy mix-up character, knock you down, set you up, and then you got to guess. So, hands down, this character's fun. If you're looking for a new character in Soul Calibur, fun ass character and oppressive.
First, I'd like to just get on record whenever you go, you know, this character's got mix up, you know, if you're a person that wants that or Oki, bro, like that shit's like bacon. You just add that shit to anything because you want that.
Yeah.
In any fighting game, mix up, yo, I want it. Like, put that shit. It's cost an extra $250. Yo, put, it's like guac at like Chipotle or something. Yo, you want guacamole with that? Fuck yeah, I do. An extra
guac
dollar.
Is
yes.
Extra.
Put some mix up on there.
Well, not a Kadoba.
Extra.
You know how like you're normally like, oh man, mix up or Oki, and you're like, oh damn, I lose my turn if they block. Nope, not in this game. She does not lose her turn. Ooh. She don't even need the GI.
I was just peeping. Even like her damage output is like it's solid. High. It's not. I think it's solid.
It's not
I
like super higher, high, but
it's not like it's good. Like her return, her conversions on like on some of these moves are kind of wild. And yeah, I just saw the Mary Poppins drawing. You were not kidding. Like she actually does do that.
She's so something I did look up. They were actually kind enough to start putting out a lot of frame data already. Man, this character. She could do, I'm going to get a little technical for you guys out there. She does 66B, okay, or 44K. Bro, she does that, which is her knee into the Mary Poppins. If she hits you, she's zero. That means anything she's doing from the sky is faster than most 10-frame moves, or 10-frame moves aren't close enough to reach her. So, and there's only few who have I-10s in that game. So essentially she's blowing your shit up if you let her. And she's not negative on block if you block it either. So this character's just dumb. Like I think she's gonna get nerfed. There's no way she can't, man. She's just too strong right now. And a lot of people just don't know like really what to do with her at the moment. So
let her have her time, man.
Nah, yo, this, so let me put it this perspective for you, Gabe. She's one of those characters that if it was a 2D fighting game, all the 2D players would already know what the purpose is for this character, and you would see her run rampant, kind of like how Lancelot did in Grand Blue. That's how she's meant to be played. People are like still trying to play Soul Calibur with her. I don't think this character plays Soul Calibur. I think this character just plays whatever she wants to play.
Well, you know.
And she's fast. That's the biggest thing. She's definitely one of the faster characters. She feels kind of too fast to have some of the tools that she does. A lot of her moves are just insanely safe and they're fast. I mean, I can't tell you how much I think this character is just too strong coming into this game. Like, we thought Hamaru was like going to be really super strong, and he is a strong, you know, addition to the game as a character that's a crossover at that. But I think he's just like a little below that notch. And the designer behind this character, Setsuka, is just like, yeah, she's got to be busted. I like her. She's really good.
All right. Well, she's sounding pretty fire. I'm definitely going to be going around asking some of the other Soul Calibur players like her feels to it. But just initial impressions, yeah, like she does look like she has a lot of tools. Her range, I got to dive in a little bit harder on her range as to how it is. But overall, like, yeah, I think she's a pretty strong contender right now.
I will promise you, she has the range more than you know.
I haven't seen all the buttons yet. I've been looking up just, you know, initial stuff. It's only been like been a week
though. She definitely closes gaps really fast. So, like I said, she's a fast character. I definitely think she still has that counter like play style, but it doesn't feel as like parry eccentric as she was before, like counter hitting people and going for all these parries. I think it's there, but I don't think she needs it anymore. I almost think she kind of like took that hit to that department. But it's still strong. So, I don't know. Character's flexible. I like seeing characters get put into games like this, especially 3D games, where they have the flexible ability to be played in different ways. So nobody plays the character to, like, a specific, you know, like playing Ken in Street Fighter 4. I don't want to see a flowchart Ken. Like, that's the only one. And Mochi's, like, the only one that isn't out there. But he can be at times if he needs to. So it's just, like, I like seeing these diverse characters. So hopefully people really do find diversity with her.
All right. So with that, I meant to ask, like, did anyone here get a chance to mess with the Samurai Showdown character?
The one from Shadow Raid Legends. No.
That's a wrong game. We are not
Heroes.
We're not doing any of that.
If you guys like Shadow Raid Legends, make sure to check out, use double tap on your code to get.
Oh my god, stop it. What is it? Heroes Kings?
Honor
Heroes?
Of Kings.
Heroes Kings? Hero of Kings.
Honor of Kings?
I think it was Kings of Honor or something.
Yikes.
We're all fucking up today with this.
Honor of Glory. So clearly no one here has picked up Samsha with her right now, right? All right, we're going to save that one for the next one. All right. So I know what I get. Hey. I know what my homework is. So yeah, we'll talk about her. We'll talk about her on the next one. But let's just jump into
her. So
yeah, she looks cool. She's another umbrella character. Why not? Street Fighter V. Damn, there's actually more than one. I forgot to put the big part there. I just realized with the announcements. But all right, well, we'll go with this one for now. So it's kind of hard to believe. I think it stayed in the article 27 years.
27? I thought it was almost 30.
27, almost 30 years. All right, so Yoshinori Ono.
Oh, we're going with this first. Okay.
Yes, we're going with this one. Because if you can, copy the announcements underneath that, because I forgot to link it there.
Yes.
So Yoshinori Ono took to Twitter and made a formal statement that after 30 years in the company, he will be leaving this summer. He'll be departing from Capcom as the brand manager for all their various, you know, titles, including Street Fighter, of course. Ono being an incredibly pivotal part to what we have now in the FGC, what we play, you know, he was the primary, one of the primary, if not the most, integral piece to enforcing a reboot to Street Fighter 4 back in 2009, which then kind of jump-started the FGC again. Because you got to see, I don't know if you guys got to see any of the follow-up retweets and the talks from other developers, from like Ed Boon, and other like Capcom producers in the past, like Nitsuma and such, for like Marvel 3 and all that. I didn't realize he joined as a sound engineer at first. That's kind of crazy. But he's worked in so many titles since. He put in a lot of work, of course, into, like I said, what the FGC is, the CPT, all of that. He kind of also addressed the CPT as well. I guess, you know, I actually have a theory here about this as well, but it's not a conspiracy theory, I swear. But it's just a theory I have. So he's departing post this summer, which is kind of wild. But that it's, you know, it's 30 years in now. It's like kind of time for the next generation to take on those titles that we grew up with and then like move it forward to the next generation. So it was a really, if you haven't had a chance, you should read it. It's a really heartfelt message. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what your theory
is. So a lot of talks been going on ever since the announcement, right, of like Street Fighter V season and all that, and like the supposed leaks that Street Fighter VI was around the corner, was supposed to happen this year. I thought him leaving is not, I am not as surprised, because I feel that Street Fighter V was going to be his last project, just looking at like how it was. And then when Street Fighter VI was announced and delaying it due to COVID,
he was like, F it.
But I think if it was supposed to come out this year, you know, and the fact that he would leave in August, meaning they would, I'm sorry, did I say Street Fighter come out? They would announce Street Fighter VI to, you know, to come out. They would reveal it. It would make sense that he would leave in August, because it's like Street Fighter VI announced in July for the event that now shall not be named, apparently.
OVE. It's over.
Makes sense that it would have happened in July, and then this would have happened, and he would have been done in August. It lines up, because it would have been like his final send off.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
So yeah. Show, you know, 3, 2, 1. Shoryuken and all that stuff. Or hello, everyone.
Shoryuken.
You know. Sure, you are gone.
What's interesting to me is, even though Ono is leaving, and I feel like we've had some great years, right? You know, from OVOs, OVs, to many other thing. I feel like it's going to be like a big chunk of Street Fighter missing. I'm not going to say it isn't, you know, and it is a beautiful thing that we've had for history wise. But I would hope someone like, maybe we can get Matsumoto or Nakayama or both of them together to step into that role together.
Which we saw in the developers roundtable, right? I was like, they're very much an integral part. They're, you know, a newer blood, but they're an integral part to Street Fighter V and what it is. And, you know, I would hope they continue that tradition of like Ono being in front of the camera and being in front of the community. I think was a very, very, very smart move.
Yes.
To of course put a face to the company that's, you know, giving us this, and, you know, someone that is understanding and can be as trolly as they can get, you know. And then, you know, things like him and Harada going at it, you know, made for some of the greatest moments for the fighting game community, really. The support you got to see from them, and the love and care, and the commitment they made to their respective series and such, right? That was also something that was, you know, he brought about. And now it's becoming more of the norm, right? We're seeing more of the developers now kind of in front of the camera and talking to us and having these little, you know, developers conferences and such, so that way they can, you know, make that connection that kind of started because of him. So it's kind of crazy to think 2013, like they you know, stated in his message, 2013 was the first Capcom Cup, like, the Capcom Pro Tour and stuff. Oh my god, like I cannot believe it's been that long, and I cannot believe it was actually that early on. Street Fighter 4 seems like it's been more than a decade ago, but it really wasn't.
2009.
I'm just gonna be sad we can't get anything with Harada and Ono ever again, man, unless like Ono secretly is like, I'm joining Tekken team next.
I think the funny thing, what if he went to Arika and like this was like, hey, old Street Fighter 2 team, back again.
That'd be cool, but it's not a bad thing, but it's like, it's so weird because it's like he's going back in time, and do you really want to do that? Like, maybe he wants to recuperate from what he did before, you know, or he wants to make it better. Mm-hmm. I respect that. But I mean, I don't know if you've been hearing a lot of that water talk about and cooler talk about where people believe he might go, which is to Riot and work on the League of Legends game. I don't know how much I'm going to believe that.
Ooh.
That's what some people have spitballed.
That would be smart because, of course, you've got what is it? Tony Cannon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Tom Cannon? That's there. The I forget. Bros. It's one of them. Or is it both of them?
I think so. I thought. So.
I thought it was one specifically. But regardless, you already got them there. You know, that's kind of like NA representation, and of course, you know, long-term FGC head. So they definitely know what they'll be talking about there. And to bring Ono in would be kind of cool, because then, you know, you want this game to sell in Japan, right? You want this mm-hmm. game to sell overseas and all that. Like, so he would definitely have the knowledge. So I feel at least the connections with that too. Sometimes these hires aren't just for like their skills. It's just for, you know, the Rolodexes, right? Who they have connections with.
Like, I feel
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I feel it's perfect because Ono doesn't have to technically be in the forefront of it, but even if he was, we would all follow. So he don't got to do no more Shoryukens, but he can throw out that Ryota Gans, and I'll be like, all right, we're in it. Oh my God. All right, guys, let's get it. We're in there.
The more I think about it, holy shit, the more I think about it, the more that makes so much sense. The more that putting Ono in there would give so much more, would give. You would pull this like a bunch of the Street Fighter guys in for that, for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Someone like Ono being behind it, like, damn, that would be such a smart move. If oh my God, no, you're hearing it here first. Meza might be on some shit, right?
I mean,
now.
They did put out that those job. What is it? How the job descriptions, like 15+ years of stuff or 5+ years. Of experience, yeah. I said 15. I'm exaggerating because must be
named Ono or something.
yeah, you must have straight 5 up. To 10 years of experience. Okay, oh no,
or 27.
yeah, sheesh.
Either or, but yeah, he's made his bow out.
But
I
you
think
know what?
It Hold was on. Good a lot to do it at this time.
If he were to go to another company or anything, again, he's just a producer. I'm not saying that he's like behind the whole idea or development. Maybe he is. I don't know. Exactly what producers do, but you know, I think a lot of people have blamed Ono for all of the, like the netcode
because
like,
he's so the face.
People. Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
He's the face. That's so the other side of that. You're in the camera light, man. Mm-hmm. So that means everyone sees you. So as soon as something wrong happens, you're the first
just
motherfucker
like Peter,
they're gonna complain.
Peter,
right.
Prime example.
Who?
Peter. Oh my God.
Oh, Kamofin?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's exactly the same stuff.
Exactly.
The first tweet you see under Ed Boon's statuses is "Where's Melina?" It could be about anything in the world. It could be about, I don't know, an ant on the floor. Is this Melina? Like, chill, please.
I mean, but you got to remember that's who they go to because that's who's talking to the community. Like Harada, people go to Harada. Yeah. Harada responds. People go to Okobo because he actually does more responding. Then a lot of people, I mean, we don't get shit for like Arxis most of the time, at least not BB Tag. So you should be happy, all right, that at least these guys are forefronting and they're there and they're visible. And I love that. I'd rather people ask questions that they know they'll never get the answers to or make statements that are rude, like, hey, give me this character now. Guess what? They'll make a joke. Like Harada does it all the time. He's like, oh, you want this character? Yeah, you're going to get me in the game now. Something like that. Like, that will always be the best way to look at it because that's why we put them on the front line. They have to take the hits. That's a part of it. If they're not there, then it's just like having IT or something like that.
That's fine if they can take the hits. It's just that it's going to, if he were to even go to another company, then it would cause for the other company not to have like a bad rep. But some people may think, oh no, he's ruined Street Fighter. He's going to ruin this too. Guys, you are 30 years old. You've been playing Street Fighter since you were a child and it's still been not the same, but you know, get over it.
I'm sure if we look at numbers, I agree. I'm sure if we look at numbers, it just dissolves that. So
listen, as many people,
they can't fight that.
So many people love Street Fighter 3 now. And when it started, we were all like, where's Guile? Why is Guile this dude with the long hair? And look, now it's probably one of the best games.
So
we're gonna hate the next thing no matter what.
That's how it always is.
The way how it goes. Okay, my bad.
No, you're fine. So
Ono bowing out. Curtin's calling on him come August. Unfortunately, the saddest part of his message was like, I couldn't do one more. Sure, you can with like people due to this situation, but he did it in his message, and I was like, there's no other way you could have ended that. There's like that was just very well thought out. So in lieu of that, Street Fighter V. Ugh. Talk about updates. I may have been busy last week, but I sure as hell had enough time to throw up at least a stream to watch this go down. We got to see the announcements, of course, that came through with Street Fighter V director Nakayama-san and Matsumoto-san, of course. And besides the... Okay, let's go through this real quick. Gabe, All Elite Wrestling X Street Fighter, yes or no?
The shirts?
Yeah.
They are dope.
I like the Dan one a little bit better, a little more though. I don't know why, but Kenny Omega looks like a JoJo character in that one.
I do like that one better too.
So when they went to CEO, I think it was last year. Yes, they dressed up as each of the Shotos. I think that was the one I didn't go to. Yeah, 2019 I didn't go to. Yeah, and no, I like it. Yeah, the Kenny Omega shirt does kind of look. I mean, Kenny Omega face does kind of look weird in the Shoto one. Were you talking about the Dan costume?
The Dan one. The Dan one, he looks like a JoJo's character.
Yeah, it looks great. I love the detail on that one.
I like that one a little bit more. Yeah, between the two. But yeah, it was really cool that they brought him on and fucking pad the hell out of that announcement for that character.
Like a Spanish news station where they're trying to milk every second.
Straight up. I was like, please just get on with it.
And the winner.
Yeah. So we...
I mean, keep in mind. I will say... the transition from Lupe Fiasco to Xavier to Woods. Kenny.
Right.
You got to get that in between. Right. But Xavier Woods still is around. You know, he's all about that. What you call it? What's the disc game? Damn, why am I forgetting?
Windjammers.
Yeah, he's all about Windjammers. So I give him that, right? But once Kenny Omega stepped in and we had Xavier Woods at the same time, I feel like Kenny Omega won that. So he kind of took over. But it's cool because we got to see the development from like Lupe to that. And let's leave Lupe. Like, I love Lupe, but nah, man. You can't be our FGC representative, too.
I think it definitely helps that Kenny Omega has been in Japan for many years now, knows the language. He gets along with them, goes to the arcades. He's has such a good rapport.
He's good
with
in between.
Them.
One of us.
Right.
And he plays the game.
Straight up. He plays the game. Like, you're not lying. He plays the game. All right. So we got to see some announcements. Yeah. The shirts did look dope if you didn't hear me already on one of the characters. So Dan Hibiki, of course, Roberto Spoof, and and Rio and stuff, you know, if you don't know the beef from back in the day between SNK and Capcom, you should look into it. It's pretty awesome. So Dan's been announced. Fan favorite, or rather one of the most popular characters that they wanted to bring in. I don't know why 100%. Dan's always been, for me, just such a throwaway character. I know in 4 he was nutty.
But he was good. He got good fast.
Yeah, he was actually viable.
They buffed him.
He was kind of viable, but it was weird.
It was like the pocket character you didn't want to fight.
Then we got, of course, Rose. That long-awaited, long-requested character.
Give me Stan Medium Kick.
Oh my god. Stan Medium Kick.
Soul. On Wake Up.
She's going to be rather interesting. She was already shown, of course, in the story mode with Minat. A lot of these characters were already seen in the story mode, actually. Oro being the third announced character coming from Street Fighter 3, once again being a very, very highly voted on character. Hasn't been around since Street Fighter 3. Like, that's the last time we saw him was in Third Strike. And technically, the one and only. So he hasn't made himself in any other entries in the series. Those three were announced already a little bit off, because Dan, like, if you guys have, you know, been following us, or at least been following a lot of the leaks, a lot of the potential characters, we were slated. I think it was supposed to be originally
Dan's dad.
Elena. Elena. It was Rolento. It was Oro. It was Viper. And then it was Rose. The reason we say those five characters is because they showed up in like tarot cards for like Street Fighter V or something like that. And like those were the only characters that didn't make sense because they weren't in the game. So now that we got Oro and Rose, okay, cool. Weird that Dan was not even on that list. So Dan being added kind of came out of nowhere for a lot of people, even those that were, you know, following the rumors. No speak of Elena or Rolento, because the fourth character that was announced was from none of the Street Fighter games. It is Akira Kazama, which is from the Rival School series, and that's, you're reaching there.
So left field.
For anyone that started in 09, like playing fighting games, you're already reaching there for even for them. Like, Rival Schools is so niche, and you wouldn't know it didn't exist unless you played the game, like, straight up. Or maybe CVS2. That's the only other reason you would even know anything about Rival Schools, because one of the characters is in CVS2. Tatsunoko vs. Capcom,
Batsu.
Yeah, but that was so later. I forgot later.
Batsu's there.
But that's so
later. Yeah, dog. Like, and on a, yeah, that was also, that game in itself was kind of also niche, because
2008, 2009. It was on the only one on the Wii. Like, the only... Like,
yes, exactly. It was only on the Wii to boot. So it's like, yes, yeah,
you are correct. I had the Japanese and the American one.
Because Alex was there, and that was like the first time Alex was in any fighting game outside of Third Strike 2 or Street Fighter 3.
Universal Air Dashes.
I'm more intrigued with why they chose Rival Schools. Because, like, when I look at this, this just screams to me, sorry, guys, this is going to be the end of Street Fighter. Like, the end of this series of Street Fighter, and we're starting anew, because that's what I get this vibe from. Like, you just gave me Akira, right? Like, CVS2 was like, that was like a versus hodgepodge game. Cool, I love that. CVS just did that, Marvel did that. But when I look at this, this is Street Fighter. Like, even the other games like DOA and SK, they could have guest characters, even Tekken. But I don't feel like it's ever, this is the last iteration of this story of Street Fighter. I feel like we're hitting that wall. I don't personally hate it or love it, but I wouldn't mind seeing a whole new generation. Just like what Soul Calibur tried. They tried it with, Soul Calibur 5.
Yeah, that didn't work out well with a lot of people. Taki, they got the other girl instead.
Yeah, it was a little weird. But I think they at least attempted to try. I think Capcom has the room to try now, because there's so much demand in specific characters that eventually you're going to keep making these Street Fighter games, and a character's not going to be in it, and nobody's going to be happy, or you're going to miss a few characters, because I don't want to start over with six of the same characters, Ryu, Chun-Li, Ken, Guile, XYZ, XYZ, Akuma something, right?
That's actually what I feel like Guilty Gear is doing.
I'm done with that.
Yep.
Give me a new game. So this is where
I mean, they got some new characters in Guilty.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Guilty's fine. Guilty's doing okay. I just feel with Street Fighter, because Guilty Gear needed to revamp itself in any type of way. But Street Fighter 5. Did you finish your
idea? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Street Fighter 5, I just feel like this is definitely speaking on, this is the last of what we're going to see of Street Fighter 5. This is the last of this series. We're going to be jumping into a brand new series where it may still be Ryu and Ken, but I think it needs to just be a whole brand new set of adventures, new characters, new everything, right? Well, revamp it all. Don't bring any back.
Well, we're getting Street Fighter V until fall 2021. And I'm sort of theorizing, but I'm also sort of like jumping on the bandwagon of what I've been seeing a lot of people saying, but especially I saw Maximilian said, he said, none of these characters are even ready. That, like, Dan being some type of ready is like under, like, not even ready, but like we have some footage of him struggling to throw people, which is hilarious. It was already funny in 4, but it's even funnier now. But I mean, none of these are even worked on. Seth and Gil were the last things we were going to get, and they were pretty big. Like, without the pandemic, I agree with Dre, we were going to get Street Fighter 6 announcement at OVE.
Yeah. No, definitely 100%. Yeah. We were supposed to get something else too.
Because they weren't going to work on these. I mean, the character select screen is full. It's done. Like, Street Fighter was going to be done, I'm sure. And they were going to let the whole CPT run up, and then spring of next year, maybe we'd have a game. And especially with the launch of PS5, like,
they're just looking at pushing things back. I think this
DLC is a forced hand. I think that's kind of
where are
right.
they even going to fit these characters?
It's interesting. The character choice, I think they were just like, we're going to go out with a last hurrah. Let's give them characters that they want. The Akira Rival Schools one, I think they are judging. I think they're using her as a judgment point to see, like, if they like her or like what we're seeing here, maybe we'll do a remaster of one or something.
Do you
think
that's more for Japan?
Like,
do you think they're focusing that more for Japan?
Possibly too. Yeah, it could be like that. This is Rival Schools didn't even make a big NA like presence, though there was a presence like things like Project Justice. It's because it never made it over here. It was only on the Dreamcast, and Project Justice was never translated to English and never made it over here.
I have part one.
I think I still have the original PlayStation 1 dual disc arcade and with the second disc being
brainwashed or something.
Yep. Yeah, I think I still have that somewhere in here. So for me, overall, the character choice here is like, I feel like it was slightly forced, but Dan, okay, whatever. Rose, that's a no-brainer. People have been asking for Rose just as much as they've been asking for Oro. The Akira one is just, it was kind of...
It's far-fetched.
Wild. But it's not outside the realm of Capcom. Capcom, yeah, has in the past pulled in characters from other IPs. Hello, Cody, Guy. They are not from Street Fighter. They are Final Fight. But they're so engraved now in Street Fighter, you can't think twice about it. And Akira, the only other reason Akira also makes sense is because Sakura was in Rival Schools, and that is the link between the two games. And I think Akira has some sort of connection with her at some level or something. I think that's like the default character she goes to, because in the Rival School games, depending on your loadout, because you would pick two characters, you might have you could initiate a story mode. And I think Akira unmasked, because there's a version of her that has a helmet on, because she is the daughter. She's not the daughter. She's the sister of Daigo. Ironically enough, the guy's name is Daigo Kazama, who is like the head boss of like that school and her brother. Mm-hmm. And she dons this disguise kind of like on a Metroid type vibes where everyone thinks she's a dude, but it's really like a sister because she's just trying to find out what happened to her brother. Anyway, that's a quick history lesson on her.
Well, look at you.
I like it. It's a good choice because that was my main. I was like, oh, fuck, look at that. I guess I'm playing Street Fighter come fall or summer 2021. But yeah, also that's the other thing I meant to bring up. That is a very long amount of time for a fucking character.
Yeah. Like,
This is over a year for this season to be done. And I think they're going to pad this out. And I think we're going to get an announcement of Street Fighter 6 next year, but we probably won't see it until 2022. Because it makes absolutely no sense for Street Fighter 6 to come out, obviously, next year now.
Maybe like, the end absolutely of 22. No sense. Maybe the end of 22 at that, just to be safe.
I hope not.
I don't want it to be, but I mean, we got to look at it from the PS, you know, the new PS5 coming PS5. Out. And with the time frame that's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a shit show because, one, I don't think you want your... I think you would want to be the first fighting game IP that's going to be on the console so you can
rack up that money. It's already Guilty Gear already has that shit.
But you can't now. So, because they were supposed to technically be. There was technically Street Fighter, you know, Street Fighter had that in the bag. But
yeah, I wonder if 5 is going to get a PS5 port. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense. If they, dude, think about it.
It has no choice.
Like, I feel like they're going to make a PS5 port.
I think they have to. I think
they're going to do that. I think they have to. If they want to get the most amount out of, you know, the next console generation, you know, the sales that are going to come from that and make any residuals from this game, like, okay, it's going to force people to play a PlayStation 5 version, but it's like, on their side, it's like, well, we're just porting a game. We're not putting any... Like, we're putting money into it, yes, to port it, but it's not like we're putting more development. So we make these characters, we make some more money, we stay current, because then we can still have access to the most amount of people that will play the game will be on the latest console, right? Like, imagine having... I cannot see that. If Guilty's already doing that, and Guilty is not even out, like...
Yeah,
I think, and you have a whole year worth of DLC. Like, it makes sense to have a PS5 port. I think we're eventually gonna get that.
I mean,
I think that's what's gonna happen. PS5 port when Street Fighter 6 gets announced. Bet, guaranteed.
Right, I want to see this. This will be your one that you do.
This is gonna be my that's my theory. That's gonna be my guess. Is that straight up a prediction?
So before we move on, real quick, the last character. Obviously, we don't know who it is. What's your guess?
Ono.
Viper.
No.
We already got Oro. We don't need Ono.
I said Oro, you can't.
But yeah, who do you guess?
Jeez. Go ahead, Dre.
Viper. Yeah. Easy.
Viper, you think?
I'm on the same page.
Viper.
It's gotta be someone that everyone has asked about.
Viper.
That we have to play for the whole year. Nah, I don't think
Who would you put the in
only
that
reason
position?
The only reason I would see it being Viper was or any Street Fighter 4 character is because Street Fighter 4 characters have not made a comeback except for Seth. Or is there anybody else?
Jury and Seth
made a comeback.
I don't.
Abel was in the story mode, but never in the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
For some reason. I don't know. I feel like they've dug through every well of characters that were in part of the story. I mean, they should make it a unique character. And DiCaprio's not in it either.
I mean, at the end of the day, they've been screaming for Viper, and we got fucking Dan, man.
I think if we get if they're gonna work on it, hold on. Yeah, you're right. Viper would be great, or maybe Waluigi. But if we've been talking about, how about this? Here's my theory. They may start a new story mode, and there's still a mystery about Rashid's friend who was killed by like Fang. Why not bring in Rashid's friend who was killed by Fang and be a new original character that people would be like, yo, this character's OP? That's my theory.
Because the game can't continue. You don't want to add a new character that is essentially a new... I'm just saying from the standpoint, I think nobody's going to go for that.
But like, we're still stuck with this game for the next year.
Yeah, but think about it this way. He wasn't even announced. Like, you would want one of your newer characters in between all of these characters. Like, Akira could have been the last character. And everybody would have been like, oh shit, it's Akira. Maybe it's not Viper, but it's Akira. A new character would just, a new character would actually probably make me mad.
Listen, maybe at CPT we'll get another video just like we did last time at the Capcom Pro Tour where we got all the five characters revealed in one video with Sakura, Blanca, and the rest.
I think if they wanted to do us some justice, they would have taken out Dan, either put his dad in or put Sean in and just called it a day. That could have just solved our problems here.
Dan's dad would have been pretty fire.
That's who I thought they were going to put in.
It's going to be Retsu. Everybody's been so mad that Retsu's not in it. I'm sorry, only Mr. Fu.
only Mr. Fu.
Did you see somebody photoshopped his face on the Retsu? It's amazing.
I swear, the day they announced Retsu, like he's just going to blow up. Like Fu is just going to.
I don't think he's going to play anything else but Street Fighter V.
Like, he's just going to be gone.
Yeah.
So Street Fighter V. I think overall announcements, I give it a solid out of 5. I give it a 3.5. I think it's a little bit above average. The Akira's it over. The Oro, the Rose was like expected. And then the Dan was like, I could be biased on that one. Obviously, I'm biased. Everyone's their opinions are always biased, but you know, it's like a Shoto at that, a Shoto, and not even a full Shoto, a half Shoto at that. It's like, come on,
you already got like 4.
Yeah, at first I was like, come on, very disappointed, but then I'm like, you know what? I was like, oh, okay, this is a great list, but I'm like, man, no gameplay. Man, they must be working on it. Man, they're really not that they're behind on it, understandably with pandemic stuff. But okay, I mean, I expected more. I think all of that could have been announced on the Friday, and it was just too hyped up for me to be like, oh, you know. And then I just went in with low expectations, and I was fine. But still,
I'm probably gonna give it like a 3, almost close to a 2.5. I just think for making us wait this fucking long, aka making us wait another week so you could do it personally when we were already on the Capcom, Twitch. Watching, you made me wait 15 extra minutes of my life to sit there and hope that I was going to get something I wanted. Obviously, I got Rose, but everything else, just like I didn't get to see any content for gameplay or anything like that. They rehashed and showed extra shit that they showed in the round table. So I was just like, so you're buffering time. Thanks. Kenny Omega, buffer time. I was like, this is bullshit. If you guys are going to just keep doing this, I appreciate you putting out more content, but come a little bit more prepared. You could have said you needed 2 or 3 more weeks or longer just to craft something together. Don't give me a shit show. You know, you knew this was coming. That's all I can say.
You gotta strike while the iron's hot, man. Gotta strike while the iron is hot. Yeah, their cards have been, like I said, they've just, you know, been forced.
As my man Gordon Ramsay would say, bloody hell. All right.
Oh, okay. I think more than Gordon Ramsay says that, but I get what you mean.
I can't say the other words he says, all right?
Oh, okay.
It gets a little too. It gets a little graphic.
Donkey.
Those are all the words he says.
I need everyone.
Try not to offend nobody,
up.
Man.
The best thing ever is Gordon Ramsay animated. I kid you not. I couldn't. It's amazing. Just go watch. All right.
I'll be honest.
I haven't peeped it out.
His best line is when he calls somebody a dick face.
Wow.
Yo, I was dying. Right,
so let's move on to a game that I think Gordon Ramsay probably would work out in, which is in Mortal Kombat. We've got a new patch. It's not even a patch. Okay, it is a patch, but it's not one in the sense that we are accustomed to. It's not like a new character has come out. But there has been a patch on the 6th that went live. This was primarily just a quality of life. You'll see if you check out the patch notes, it is mostly a lot of fixed an issue, blank issue. You get to fill in whatever word you want, whether it's audio, visual, or some sort of rare in it. So it's primarily what it is, and they adjusted brutalities as well in it, just like holding away or holding down during hit, because I guess there were some issues with just some of them. But nothing major there. Just wanted to put that out there for my MK heads out there in case you've heard about some sort of patch. Don't get your hopes up for it being any kind of balance. It is just a quality of life. We don't know as of this point, post aftermath, anything that is going to go on towards MK11 over. Wait, is there any DLC that's left? No, there is no DLC left because aftermath was kind of like the last of it.
Wait, quick question.
Announcement.
When they say hold down during hit, is that just them stating more or less like when you set it to not automatically happen and you'd have to like, you know,
to do a certain brutality and stuff. Like for some reason, some of it wouldn't work out, I guess, or wouldn't activate. So it's like you now have to hold a certain direction to kind of activate the brutality.
Oh, that's very weird. That's very weird because I just felt like if you're, I guess, playing the game, you should. Because I feel like for a new player, that's going to be kind of weird. Game's already weird and stiff anyway. But I just figured that they would do something like force everybody to start using the system that's in the game where it says, hey, hold the button. But I guess maybe that's what was happening, right? They were holding a button and it still wasn't working. So, I don't know.
No. Brutalities,
I know you're supposed to hold the button.
Yeah, it was like up if you wanted to do like during a whatever it's called. I think they were more consistent in MK10, MKX than they were in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, better game.
And I think it's because the other, MKX had longer combos. Like it was more like if you hit with four hits and then get this, you get a brutality. So for Devorah, it would be like jump, back grab, hold back, and din it.
Can I be honest? I, as much as I like, don't really like Mortal Kombat as much as most people, I really still particularly enjoy Injustice because watching somebody do down one, down one, down one in a combo in a corner just excites me. When I see it in Mortal Kombat, at least like in 10, it was still really cool. In this newest one, I'm just like, this is whatever, man. I don't even want to see this. Because maybe it's because there's just things missing, but the combos just aren't as cool as they used to be. So,
no, and my Devorah is not the same. Just not.
All right, well, stop thinking in days past. Let's move on to the future
just
here, pal.
It to Mortal
just the
Kombat
aftermath.
X. Jeez.
Anyway, so we're going to the future, not the super near future, but got some Power Rangers updates here. So
yes.
Who's leading me off with the latest? Not announcement so much, but some show.
The thing is, I didn't know when it showed. Were you watching when it showed?
I did not get to watch it. I was busy, but I knew of it.
Okay. I mean, we all knew this character was coming because she was one of the ones that was revealed.
Yeah. It's so funny because we keep calling the next character Virgil, and she's actually got Virgil moves. She has like these really cool over the top samurai moves. She exactly what it would be.
Actually, no, her moves seem more unique than usually.
Yeah.
It looks more. You know what it is? You know what it is? She is Dante.
Yeah, I guess
she is
could
Dante.
Say that.
She has the missiles like Dante at the very start. Oh, so by the way, Battle for the Grid on Twitter, you can look up on their Twitter. They have a pinned comment and video of the newest character, which is Lauren, which is in other words the Red Samurai Power Ranger. Lauren Sheba, And yeah, she totally has Dante's missiles, which homes in, and a couple more, a stinger and like a crazy dance into a wall splat into a jam session.
But then she has Virgil slashes.
Judgment I didn't cuts. See a Virgil slash.
She has cut? Judgment cuts, that? Man.
Okay.
Those rapid slashes, those are pretty much judgment cuts.
I mean, dude, we already have Virgil in the game, but if you want to talk about two Virgils, that's fine.
Well, either way, I really do like her design. I do like her design. She is very unique. That fire move seems to be really cool. I hope that's maybe like her assist, or even the fire thing is her assist, like the one that she put the soul fire. Where she like holds her sword up and it seems like it's just a tornado of fire. I don't know.
Yeah, Captain this seems Corridor like, or Jam Session. Yeah.
This seems like to be one of the cooler, more interesting characters that they've kind of designed, because it's always that concept of let's not push the envelope in the beginning, but let's do as much as we can. And now they're just getting wild with it, from you know the newest character PJ to now the samurai. Excuse me, Lauren Chiba. So it's, I don't know, man. The 15th seems so close yet so far away. I'm just really excited to see how this character plays. A lot of the new characters, they've just been doing a great job, man. You know what? We bashed this game in the beginning. Now, I lay off my hands and I say they've done well. Kudos to them.
Yeah, no, they stayed consistent. Yeah, and so. They have full crossplay. Like, I wish more people were playing the game. I'm not playing the game because, again, I feel like I've just been introduced to it a little too late.
No, I think you should just definitely just pick it up and play and have fun with it.
I've been learning PJ. I got to get used to it. It's something that we're going to talk about in Focus Attack a little bit, but the learning curve, I have to sort of relearn things. And I noticed when I was playing it, I was doing quarter circle forward motions rather than just like sort of smash the directions. And I find that weird.
It is. You'll get used to it, though. Trust me. It takes time.
I'm a Marvel player, man. I like execution.
I do, too. But this game has none. So,
speaking of random Marvel, no, I think that's going to be it for our Fighter's Corner. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You are correct, sir. We're going to be jumping into the randoms of the FGC. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about just a couple things that are going around the water cooler that is the FGC, whether it's some drama, some potential spoilers, or maybe even announcements coming up. This one came live for those that don't follow him, which I think you should. Boss Logic, known, prevalent digital artist, and has done a lot of work. Also even things like the Marvel MCU movies and such. If you look at his very, 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 very early works, you could tell this guy is definitely FGC incarnate. He is about FGC. If you remember the Tron character art pieces he did like way back in the day, because his signature glow. Yeah, that stuff was pretty sick.
Yeah,
it was a lot of people's wallpapers at the time.
The Street Fighter 6 one that he would retweet and then people would bring it on the Facebook like, this is totally it.
Yeah. So he took to Twitter and posted up an Injustice 3 concept piece. Mm-hmm. And this one, very, very interesting, because he also even he made it look so official. So some people think it's real.
But my body's it's ready. Not.
Even that PlayStation tease
I don't care who. Was
real. Oh, yeah, yeah. He took Twitter, posted up his work, even tagged Ed Boon in it. Funny enough, but you know, went with Injustice 3. He took the E, made it a 3, changed the I, and put a very interesting symbol on it. For those that don't know what this whole composition is, with the clock in the background, and if you can see a little smiley face pin on the left.
Are we using what I think we're using for this?
So he's talking about Watchmen. So
this is gonna be awesome.
Of course, I is the symbol for Dr. Manhattan, and for those that have been maybe possibly keeping up with DC Comics. With the big crossover with the Watchmen and such, I think it's currently on. It's been a little bit since I've been digging into my comics as of lately. I've kind of been slacking on it, but I did know it was already confirmed. The Watchmen were in there. We actually got to see Rorschach. We got to see Dr. Manhattan. There's like a big battle that's happening between the worlds. And funny enough, Rorschach was being one of the characters that people were asking a lot for in Injustice 2 as a crossover character. Yeah. It was pretty, pretty big. Since Injustice 2, Watchmen has the series that is out. Of course, you know, DC movies are DC movies. And then with this current comic art, comic arc, it only makes sense that they would do something like this. That's why a lot of people are like, oh, is this real? I know that Ed Boon has gone to Twitter stating, you know, they are working on something, but they did say it was something not Mortal Kombat related and not, I cannot remember because I'm trying to make recollection on it. Is if he said DC or if he said, what's it called? Injustice. If he said nothing Injustice related, then it kind of kills us. But if he says nothing DC related, it could technically still be Injustice and not be what's it called? Mortal Kombat. And it could be, you know, technically with Watchmen, right? Like it makes sense.
Watchmen.
Known to troll people.
True. Mm-hmm. So it just might be it would be cool because like I just actually finished watching the series for Watchmen probably about 7-8 months ago or so. And that was really good. What they put up for, I think it was on HBO or something like that, or Showtime. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something, you know, after we just got what was it? The newest DC movie that we were talking about, the war.
Apocalypse War.
Yeah. After that movie, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they use like the whole, you know, time loop, going back in time and changing things, and now we're here.
Yeah.
You know, that might be what they use, and that'd be pretty cool. Either way, I think they can do anything they want right now, and I'm already ready. My body is ready. Just give me what I want. Injustice 3, please. I don't care who's in it. All right? Just bring Supergirl back. Just bring her back.
Oh my God, no. My nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Good.
No, bad.
Yeah. So no other comment has been made on it since, but I saw this come around. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe something might come up.
I feel like Injustice just came out.
It feels that way. Sheesh. It feels like MK11 just came out. Well, it kind of did. But
in a year.
You know, it's the NRS clock, right? Maybe he's making fun of the NRS clock, right? Every 2 years, new game.
The last Watchmen thing I saw was the movie.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people's last thing was. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to watch the series myself. I know it's got some insanely cool VFX in it right now. I got to sit down to get a chance to watch it. Watch the Watchmen. All right. So besides that, we got some updates on some other new characters and some guides to go and check out. So what do you guys got?
All right. So main six, as you guys know, the developers of Them's Fightin' Herds have finally introduced their new character, which I've known about for some time. I just didn't say anything because I'm kind of not legally allowed to. So Shanti is the newest character, a pirate herd. We're going to say it's a pirate herd.
The goat.
Yeah. It got the little goat chin. It got the pirated little goat mule. Chin. They even have a new stage, which if you notice, they are using all that Guilty Gear esque style of background graphics, the 2.5D. So they're doing like that 3D background, but 2D characters. So you're gonna be fighting on a boat this time as a herd, as one of the herds.
Oh, and, it's a boat goat.
You're going to be able to see their stream on Friday when they preview the character a lot more exclusively. So definitely go check that out this Friday at main for me. You can go to main6 on Twitter and wait for them to, you know, throw it up there. But their twitch.tv is /main6, M-A-N-E-E-6, the word six. So, this is going to be exciting. And I do have good news because not even my own co-hosts know about this. So the whole time in the background, I was talking with someone from Main Six. You guys probably know I play with him a lot, or the Wolf actually said he'd be willing to come onto the show next week to talk more about Main Six's very own Shanti and some other things. So you guys will get probably a little bit more in-depth stuff, some update stuff. You know, he usually keeps it 100 as much as he can tell us he will without getting, you know, completely sliced from the company. But he is definitely on board to give us more information and just sit down and talk some FGC with us.
Oh yeah. Down for it. See if we can get him in as soon as possible. So besides that,
word you heard.
We've got,
sorry.
Let's see. What's the other prospect we got? Oh, we got a Gundam guide here.
Yes. So giving you guys some more good stuff. I know a lot of people from you know, PA to New Jersey to everywhere is currently playing the new Gundam EX versus Maxi Boost on, including myself. There was a really cool guide put out. I don't really know the best way to tell you guys how we're going to send this to you, but we'll probably just throw it into the Discord and also on our Twitter, so you guys have access to that. Of course, it should be in the doc. It should be when you are viewing stuff. You'll be able to see that in this section. But we actually, I got this probably about 2 nights ago from at Hello Brett. At Hello Brett is an anime fighting game player, also TO and more out there on the West Coast. He has done a phenomenal job teaching a lot of people of Gundam lately. And he has from the introduction to the system and controllers, the movement, burst details, strategy and teamwork, situational awareness, recommended suits, and additional resources, which all I can say is that because there's another, there's the wiki as well. So you'll be able to get even more information. He's just been doing really, really good work on trying to get the community more involved with this game, as a lot of Japanese, you know, it's been out in Japan for a long time. We finally got the release over here, and you even have people like Kazunoko who's starting from scratch playing this game, and he's picking it up pretty fast and using all the information that's out there. But what I wanted to kind of highlight also on top of that, while I was in the background talking, I actually talked to Hello Brett too. And he said he would definitely 100% be down to come on in 2 weeks. So after main sixes, very own Oreo the Wolf comes on. Hello Brett said he'd be willing to come on at that date too as well. So the following week. So we can also get some more Gundam goodness and some, you know, just some talks of FGC stuff because he's from the anime scene. So yeah, I'm doing work out here, guys. I'm trying to get you guys some more information, some guests on here to talk to you.
Get some insights. I dig it.
Should I give him the third one? Should I give him a third one?
I don't even know the third one.
I know you don't.
Go for it.
I was able to sit down with, I'm going to say right now, he is the head of the community for pretty much BlazBlue and GrandBlue with how much content he's been putting out. I was able to talk to Diaphone, and Diaphone is willing to be here on the 31st for the third show from here, from today's date. So you guys are going to have a guest packed full set of weeks, as long as nothing happens. Okay, so.
news to me. Shit. All right, I dig it.
Right, I've been doing the work in the background.
Out here creating shows without even telling us.
Hands on the spot.
I'm a. I guess Meza could lead those shows as well. You know, I'm just gonna chill, and you can do the intro. You can get all the coordination. You know what, Meza? Thanks for being such a good host. I appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for, man. Come on, it's like old times.
All right. Yeah. All right, cool. So with that, that's going to round out the extremely randoms of the FGC, random for a lot of reasons. But we're actually going to be in the, we're in the home stretch right now. So actually, I do have a community question to bring up to you guys. We're going to end this show on that. It's going to be somewhat, like it sounds weird because a community question, for those that don't know, might be new to listening, is something that we are posing to you, the listener, to kind of sit down and make sure to answer on our Discord, because we like to have this discussion with you guys, and then we're going to bring it up on the following episode. So for this this week's community question, which will be posted on our Discord, which we will plug in right afterwards, with all the information that we have right now, right? 2020, right? We're in the future. All that good stuff compared to the old days of the arcade. Yeah. You know, with the Discords, your forums, the video content, your Twitters, the DMs, the secret Discords, the secret tech Discords, is it harder now to learn fighting games, or is it easier? Now, the other reason why I pose that, because at face value, you could be like, well, no, it's definitely easier because the information is out there. Though true, but, you know, when it comes to actually learning fighting games, it's kind of like a social thing, right? Because I kind of like, the reason I bring this up is because this was posted, I think, was it, who was it that actually posted this on Twitter? Was Bixbat? Let me see.
Big Sif. Big Sif.
Big Sif.
Big Sif.
Big Sif.
Yeah. I always do it. I always do it, man.
Big Sif. I posted up about it. Wanted to get our thoughts, and I actually got to check it out. It was like an uncensored, basically James Chen, one of his content pieces that he was talking about.
So real quick, I have two YouTubes, like one with my personal email, one as Static Gorilla. So the thing is, I logged out of the one that I responded with as Static Gorilla, and I just noticed I had a response from James Chen. Or from Chen, you know, from the show. Let me go ahead and look for it right now, and we'll read it live.
Well, while you're checking the response real quick, the reason I bring it up is because that video, you know, James Chen specifically talks about the social aspect of fighting games, right? Where it's, you know, he talks more about like starting a community, not just like starting a tournament, but a community, you know, how he stated, you and two other people, you know, two people play, one person watches, observes. It's about growing and such and getting better. It's like the social aspect of it is what we are lacking, where you're running sets like crazy with people, and that it's really, you know, and that's how you learn, right? You get beat over and over again and try to improve, or your friends or those that are watching you are trying to help you improve by like watching and telling you things that you are doing wrong, or this, that, and the other, right? Like that's how you grow. Well, we're stating, you know, just because the information is out there, it's not necessarily easier right now. Well, or is it harder because of the situation that there is so much information and then you're losing the social side of it? Like, is it harder for you to improve as a player or to actually just pick up fighting games? That's really what the question is kind of like at its core about. So I'm kind of posing it out to you guys. We'll love to hear what your thoughts are. Are fighting games right now, if you were to pick them up today, is it easier to learn? Or do you think it's harder now more than ever than, like, say, the days of the arcade, where it was a natural social thing because most of the time you would be in an arcade in a social type of environment? So make sure to let us know. This will be posted up in our Discord on Mash Those Buttons, which we'll post in a second. Gabe, you got that?
Yes.
Reply? All right. Yes, you got the reply on deck. Yeah. Let's hear it.
So on the video, I stated I taught a friend how to play Marvel, and he got better than me. That's actually Papa Pun. I feel like Pedro Papa Pun has gotten a lot better than me, but he switched over to Smash. When Smash 4 came out, that was his main game. But I said I kept beating him until he learned, and I would brainstorm with him ideas. Like, I was teaching him how to do, like, resets or even unintentional resets, like in Marvel, where it would be like, if we were to drop a combo here, how would we be able to pick it up? So basically a scramble situation. And then I said, but at the same time, my other friend who I've played with forever doesn't get any better. No matter how much input I give, they won't get better if they don't want to be better. There's a lot to unpack here. And he said, agreed. A lot of it just comes from maybe they don't actually care. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Does your friend who does not improve actually want to improve? Does he enjoy fighting games? So, of course, my friend totally enjoys fighting games. He makes a living out of fighting games. He makes people sticks. No shots. Oh, am I taking shots at my buddy, my best buddy? You know, he's not striving to be the best in the game. He's finding a way to make, you know, money out of it. But, like, you know, he still loves the FGC. He has his whole basement, you know, catered to the FGC, to fighting games, to what he loves. And yeah, so I mean, I'm going to answer this question, of course, soon. He loves fighting games, but he doesn't really want to improve to, like, get good. He just likes them. So there's that. That's my answer. So altogether.
Well, you didn't have to answer now.
No, I'm not going to type it out now to James Chen. I'm going to type it out soon. But I mean, altogether, like, I think the person has to want to be better in order to get better. So that's when learning a game. I think we talked about this last week with, like, smaller inputs. It's going to be quicker to learn a game. Do you want to, like, but then there's the other thing of, like, all right, I'm sorry. I'm about to say,
bro, you know what? I got to cut you because the point was putting the damn question out. We going to answer it next week.
Sorry. So sorry.
Holding back.
Write this ish down. Make sure to check it out. We will be posting it up on the Discord. And like, this is why it's scary putting up the questions sometimes, because it gets the wheels turning, and then we get people, yammering for the next 30 minutes.
My badness. Yo,
these people that are listening to us right now, they got only so much time. All right. So with that, guys, once again, the question was, are fighting games harder or easier to learn now? We'll post it up on the Discord, which, of course,
just
you guys
will
learn real soon. But with that, that actually is going to end our episode this week. Jeez, this guy just wants to be here forever. That'll end our episode this week. Thank you very much for watching, guys. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you guys hanging out for another week of Double Tap. All right, we're closing this joint out. Of course, you can find us on Twitter at Double Tap FGC. You can find me, of course, at Crash Tag VS, Meza at Meza FGC, and Static Gorilla at I Talk Too Damn Much During the Damn Show.
I was looking for the video. I didn't know you were ending this darn show.
Make sure to follow, of course, Mash Those Buttons at The Mash Network. And, of course, make sure to join our Discord where you can get the answers and the questions to the community question. You can post them up right there. It is discord.me/mashthosebuttons. There's a Double Tap section there. I will have this posted up and ready and tagged all my FGC homies in there. So make sure to check it out there. You guys, of course, can contact us via your podcast platform of choice with any questions. You can also just tag us on Twitter and such. As you could tell earlier, you know, that seems to be a very common way to do it. Supporting the show, sharing the show helps out a whole lot. There's people, you know, you feel like you might want to listen to the show, or maybe we're talking shit on, feel free to tag them so they can talk shit to their faces on the show. I'm completely down for that. Also, rating and reviewing the show also helps a whole lot, depending on your podcast platform of choice, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, or whatever. Make sure to follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. 5-star. Tell us what we're doing right so we can keep doing it, or tell us what we're doing wrong so we can fix that matchup and make it better for the next show. Stay tuned after the show to hear about our other shows here on the MTB Network. And what was I? Oh, damn, what was? Oh, Fall Guys. Yep, loading that joint up. I'm going to go play Fall Guys. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.